This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ally Anazone covers the Jets for Newsday. It's been a long year, no doubt, Al. Good to talk to you. Happy New Year to you and your family. Appreciate the time this afternoon, Al.
Happy New Year, Mark. Great to talk to you.
Al, what do you, like with Glenn here, you know, and all the reports are he's going to get a second year. What leads you to believe that it's going to look different year number two?
Well, you would hope they'd have better players, right? I understand the clamoring for him to not return. It has been a terrible year, but I think this is by design at a certain point. I mean, you get rid of Sauce Gardner, you get rid of Quinnen Williams, you're starting an undrafted rookie quarterback who really has not shown much. He's got one touchdown and eight interceptions. You know, I feel bad for Brady Cook that he's in this position where he doesn't even have the Jets' best skill players out there. No Garrett Wilson, Mason Taylor not playing. I mean, he still has Breece Hall. There's just a lot of issues with this team that it's not going to be fixed overnight. You know, they have to get the draft right. They have to get the quarterback right. And that might not be enough. We don't know that Aaron Glenn is the right coach for this team. He hasn't proven himself. It hasn't been good from the beginning. But I find it hard to foresee, you know, Woody giving up on him so quickly after this was basically his hire and everything they went through last year with the 33rd team and how many people they interviewed and brought in. I don't see him saying, okay, I was wrong, and I'm going to pay this guy the rest of his contract and then pay somebody else.
Al, if I ask you, you know, or if Glenn did a little self-evaluation in the offseason, where do you think he needs to improve? He's coming back, right? So yes. Woody doesn't want to admit the failure. Where do you think Glenn needs to improve?
I think a lot of areas. I think, you know, first of all, his coaching staff, he has to improve that. But from him, I think he needs to show a little humility. I mean, there was a lot of arrogance when he got here, which every coach is going to be like that. They're going to be, you know, bravado and all this other stuff. And, you know, we could change Justin Fields and make him a better quarterback. They failed miserably in that respect. And that's, you know, not just Glenn, that's the entire offensive staff. So that's why I think you got to look at the staff first and foremost on both sides of the ball. No interceptions is ridiculous. And that is also an indictment of Glenn because he's a defensive coach. He's a former cornerback. I think he's got to see that he doesn't have all the answers. You know, I know all these guys, like I said, they come in and they say, look what I went through in Detroit. Look what I went through in New Orleans. We turned those teams around. Here was the biggest thing. Both of those teams had quarterbacks. It really starts there. But there was no excuse for the way the defense played this year. I mean, that was, to me, the biggest disappointment and indictment of Glenn as a coach because this defense has been terrible, and they did return eight or nine starters from Robert Saleh's team. So they should have been much better.
Yeah, and that's the other issue. They've turned this into a rebuild. I get it, with Muji and Glenn, and, you know, give themselves a little bit more time. They've got to figure out the quarterback room, which was a disaster this year. But it's not like he took, and I get the Lions comparison, but to an extent, but it's not like he took over a roster that was barren of talent.
No, and that's why I think most of us thought they would be better this season. I know Vegas had them with 4.5 or 5.5 wins. I did take the over. I thought they would win a few more games earlier in the year. But, you know, you get off to an 0-7 start, and it just – they were doomed to fail from the beginning because of the whole Justin Fields experiment. I thought he would be better. I think everybody thought he would be better. I mean, again, I look at what this franchise has done over the last 15 years of losing, but particularly over the last 6 years, five times they've had their quarterback, their starting quarterback, not throw at least 10 touchdown passes. That is crazy in today's NFL. When you see guys putting up 35, 40 touchdown passes, 45 touchdown passes, Justin Fields is going to lead the Jets with 7. You know, a couple years ago, it was Zach Wilson leading the Jets with 6. Like, this is constantly an issue that they don't have good quarterback play. But yeah, they had better talent than we saw. The defense, again, I go back to that. They're letting up 30 points a game. Lately, it's more than that. It's just been terrible. And the fact that they have no picks, they're the first team with no picks in a season, that's unbelievable.
We're talking to Al Ionizone, covers the Jets for Newsday. Jets close out the season late game, 4:25 kick up in Buffalo against the Bills on Sunday. Obviously, sitting here, season long over. They're 3-13 on the year. Al, you're around this team on a day-in, day-out basis. Does Glenn still have the ear of these guys?
Yeah, I think so, because a lot of these guys are not going to be back. You know, you got to remember, he's got to start putting his fingerprints on the team, him and Muji. And I think you saw a little as the year went on. I mean, they're going to point to guys like Juwan Briggs, who they brought in, and he had a good season. Isaiah Williams, who, you know, again, another indictment. He's been a great player for them this season. They cut him, and then he comes back, and as a returner, he does all this wonderful things. He was the team MVP. When do you see a returner as a team MVP? So I think there are a lot of guys who are coming back who, you know, respect him and everything like that, but I think he's got to bring in some of his own guys. Like, there weren't a lot of guys, you know, Sala, when he got here, he brought some former 49er guys on both sides of the ball. You know, there weren't a lot of former Lions here, which was kind of surprising. I think he's got to bring some of his guys if he really wants to build a culture the way he wants it. You know, a name I keep bringing up is Alex Anzalone, Lions linebacker. I don't think Quincy Williams is going to be back. That's someone I could see the Jets going after. He was with Glenn in New Orleans, and then he was with Glenn in Detroit, and he's going to be free agent, this offseason. So I think they still have his ear. He still has their ear. They know he's going to be here. That's the biggest thing. They know he's going to be here. But if the Jets start badly next year with a new quarterback and new players and all this other stuff, then, you know, again, his job will be a major topic.
Al, when you and I had fun with it earlier in the week, Al, and you were out there on Sunday, I guess, why question the effort of the team and then walk it back on Monday if you're Aaron Glenn?
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. I had no problem with him, what he said after the game. Look, us as writers, media members, we want them to be honest. And the effort was a problem. What he couldn't say is the talent level was a problem. The Patriots are right now in a different level than the Jets. Obviously, they could be the number one seed. They probably have the NFL MVP this year in Drake May. But it was humiliating the way they carved up the Jets. And I don't think he should have walked it back. And I think he made it worse, but I think it was by design to turn it on to him and his coaching staff when he said they did some things schematically that were challenging for us. Well, you know, he's basically telling everybody we were outcoached. You know, and they were. We didn't need to be told that. We saw it. They were outcoached. They were outclassed. They were outmanned. They were, you know, I know it's not a word. They were out-efforted. I don't think he should have gone back, but, you know, maybe he felt like I shouldn't be killing the players, who are trying at the end of the season, because a lot of the guys who were playing, not necessarily on defense, but some of the guys who were playing on defense and a lot of the guys on offense were not with the team earlier in the year or were practice squad guys. So, you know, this is just the lack of competitive fire is the biggest indictment. But I didn't like that he went back and changed what he said.
Al, we all know the quarterback most important position in the national in all of really professional sports can change everything. Do you think right now as it stands, and we'll see exactly what this quarterback class looks like, we'll see after this weekend where the Jets stand in terms of where their draft choice is, who's in front of them, and potential to go out there and move up. Do you think if they had their druthers, Muji and Glenn, they're bringing in a bridge quarterback, or do you think they'd be all?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lane, I'm bringing in a college quarterback this upcoming NFL draft high in the first round.
Yeah, I think you do both. I think you try. I thought they should have drafted a quarterback last year at some point, but I think you know they could finish 1, 2, or 3. It's highly unlikely they're going to finish 1. You know, do you throw a lot at the Raiders with all these picks that the Jets accumulated? If Fernando Mendoza is their guy, yeah. If they truly believe it, you have to do it. There's that. You know, that's got to be their internal discussions and what they decide. But I think they do need a bridge quarterback because you don't know who's going to be ready to play. And it's also playing here where all eyes, it's tough. Not everybody, we know this, Mark, not everybody is made for New York. Not everybody's made for the pressures they face. I don't know if Mendoza is, I don't know if Moore is, you know, we don't know, like you said, who's coming out. So I would definitely look at some bridge quarterbacks and, you know, if you have to trade for one, you trade for one. You have to sign one, you sign one. It didn't work out with Justin Fields. I think he was going to be the bridge quarterback, that low risk, high reward, you know, see how he does, then draft a quarterback. And if he can produce the way Glenn thought he would, then he's got his quarterback in Justin Fields. Just didn't work out. But I think you got to have a good veteran, good couple veterans on staff, I mean, in the quarterback room, because this is a team that needs a lot of help at a lot of positions, but you got to treat this quarterback right. Not what they did with Zach Wilson. You know, they had nobody in that quarterback room when he got here, and he basically got the job, you know, as soon as they took him second overall. And that no competition, nothing like that. You can't make those mistakes again.
Al, if this was not Woody's handpicked guy after going through all that process, right, what we talked about with Glenn before,
right,
where he's got the emotional investment in Aaron Glenn, former player, obviously, and Glenn wanted the opportunity, wanted the challenge, wanted the job. Would we be having a different conversation about Glenn's future here in New York?
We might, but again, we're talking over $45 million that he's owed, and anybody who comes in is going to want at least that because of the team that they're taking over. You know, I know people want to say, well, if Tomlin or Harbaugh become available, you know, the Jets should go after. Of course they should. But why would they want to leave stable franchises that win every year to come here when they don't have a quarterback? You know, so I think he has to look if that presents itself. But I don't think that's a realistic option at this point because there'll be other jobs that might be more appealing, including the one to the other team in the MetLife Stadium, because they have a quarterback right now. But I think the money issue, I think all the stuff we're talking about, there is an emotional tie there. I mean, it was a great story last year, Mark, right? The guy coming home, he played for the Jets. You know, he made that famous line that everybody loved, where the freaking New York Jets were built for this expletive. Well, guess what? Doesn't look like it at this point. And that was probably the highlight of his first season. He made that statement. Everyone loved it. But right now, that was the only thing he's won, that press conference.
No, he did. He won the presser. And I was out there. It was great. And, you know, I think he got asked the question, Alan, you can remember this better than me. He was asked the question, what's going to define Jet football? He said, you'll see it on the field, right? And we really haven't seen it all that much. If I asked you, you know, what's going to define the Jets under the guidance of Aaron Glenn year two? Like, what is going to be the trademarks? What's going to be the traits, the characteristics? What's he going to lean into? What does that look like year two?
Yeah, well, the stuff he keeps talking about, and he opened up a little more this week talking about, you know, the things that have improved and what he wants to be. They want to be a violent, physical run team. You know, they were at the start of the season. But once Garrett Wilson got hurt, everybody loaded the box because they knew Justin Fields wasn't going to throw the ball much and everything was going to be handed off to Breece Hall. So I think he wants to be a team that, you know, goes back and plays. We don't use this expression anymore, but smash mouth football, right? Run the ball, be violent up front, win in the trenches on both sides of the ball. They haven't done it enough. And you know, they want to be a defense that creates turnovers and limits long drives. They didn't do that. So those are the things he's got to work on. He's got to get the right players, and it's got to be holding everyone accountable, including himself. And it wasn't until recently where he started saying things like, this is on me, this is on me. But it is on him. There's no doubt about it. It's on him. He put this staff together. There's going to be changes there. The roster, he put part of the roster together, him and Muji, and some of them were the ones they inherited from Sala. It just has looked nothing like he said it would, but I'm sure that's the way it was in Detroit the first year when they started 0-10-1 and only won three games. And then the next year they started 1-6. And then all of a sudden the Lions went on this run where they finished 9-8, and then they won 12 games the following year. Then they won 15 games last year. That's really what everybody's hanging their head on inside that organization. That's what Woody definitely was hanging his hat on too, that he's been through this, he's seen it change, and he's going to be able to do that for this franchise.
Well, Al, at least they have elite special teams. I got to be honest with you. That's really what I want to hear from the head coach the other day. The special teams has been great. No field goal blocks, all that kind of stuff. It's been great.
Yeah, that again, you're reaching. You know, you're reaching when you have a season like this. But again, that was the first time he started saying, because everything was, we're going to keep it in-house. We're going to keep it in-house. So then he started pointing out things, and he brought up the no field goal blocks. And of course, you know, that made its way on social media, Twitter, X, whatever we want to call it these days. And it blew up. There's not a lot here to hang your hat on. It was a lost season. So many of them that's been for this organization and this franchise. Maybe next year will be different. I mean, Mark, how many times have you said that in your radio career, TV career? How many times have you said with the Jets, oh, maybe next year will be different. Oh, Rodgers is coming back healthy. Next year will be different. Great. You know?
It all ends up the same. What do you think happens Jack. Sunday?
I mean, it really is.
It really is. Sunday, how do you think it looks? It can't look as bad as it did against New England, especially if it's Trubisky at quarterback for the Bills.
Yeah, I think, but remember, a couple of years ago, he came in for one play against the Jets for Josh Allen, and he threw a 32-yard pass, and that was it. So you never know. I would think the effort would be better. You know, a lot of these guys, this is their last time. I think, obviously, the Bills are not going to play their starters or their main guys for the entire game. So maybe in the second half we see, you know, a less talent disparity than we will perhaps at the start of the game. But yeah, it's got to be a better performance than the last couple of games. Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. But I think, you know, Quincy Williams said it best, you know, this game I want to see pride. And that's what they should be playing for. I know the fans want them to lose. That's a tough spot. You want to see your team play well, but you want them to lose. You know, that's always that's a tightrope you're walking as a fan. And as an organization, nobody wants to lose, but they know they got to get the best draft pick possible to fix this mess and start rebuilding again. So next year potentially is different.
Al, listen, it can't get worse, can it? Or maybe it can. I mean, maybe it can, but we'll see. Al, you're the best. I know it's been a long year. Safe travels up to Buffalo. Happy New Year to you and your family. Appreciate the time and love your work with Newsday, all right?
Thanks, Mark. Same to you. Happy New Year.
You got it. Al Iannazzone covering the Jets for Newsday, talking a little bit about Aaron Glenn. Obviously, a lost season. It's been lost for a long, long time. We look at Gang Green. Coming up straight ahead, Nick Kostos will join the program, get his thoughts on the Week 18 NFL Sunday slate. Obviously, college football playoffs as well. Semifinals are set. We'll do that next. It's a Friday midday. Mark Melusis with you right here, the Fan in New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.